You're listening to Popstar Conversations, taking you inside with your favorite musical artists.
This week, we'll be having a conversation with the multi-platinum and the multi-talented artist, Pink.
Pink, welcome to the show.
Pink, good to have you here.
Your album title, The Truth About Love. Did you find the answer?
I have no idea what The Truth About Love is. That's why it's named The Truth About Love, because I am on a search to find the answers.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night worrying about it?
Yep, totally. It's all day. It's life. It's what motivates you to get out of bed in the morning, I think.
Well, aren't you supposed to be happy and not worry about love?
Oh, please. I've never worried more in my life. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. I'm the happiest I've ever been, but I'm still human, and there's still a big, bad world out there.
Pink, since you're a new mom, I'm surprised this isn't a collection of children's songs.
I feel like all the best lullabies have already been written. We've got Beatles and the Dixie Chicks and You Are My Sunshine, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I'm not going to write it until I absolutely have to.
Did you ever try to write a lullaby?
No. Those are kind of the things that you can't force. Like, Dear Mr. President, I could not have woken up that morning and said, I'm going to write a political song to the president. You can't plan for that sort of thing, or else it's cheesy, I think.
You have a reputation for cursing a lot. Are you aware of it now, being a mom?
I'm definitely aware of the cursing now in a way that I haven't been previously. I haven't changed it, but I'm aware of it.
With this new album, The Truth About Love, would the title of it would be your declaration of your love for your husband, Carrie?
I don't know that this album is a declaration of love to my husband, but it's, you know, I'm always very honest, and it's just another chapter of life, I think.
There's a single on this record, How Come You're Not Here? Is that a response to The Great Escape? And also, is it about the fight to keep your relationship alive?
Sure, absolutely. And we've done that, I think. We have let it die, and we've brought it back to life. And then we created life. So, yeah, we're a roller coaster.
So is this the diary of Pink?
Always. It's always the diary of Pink. I'm very selfish when it comes to songwriting. But the best part is that I feel like we're all going through the same thing. So if I can be super honest about it to the point of being uncomfortable, then someone else must get something from it.
So is this the typical you?
Yeah, but I think a better version, I think hopefully just by practice, my songwriting is better and I'm evolving as a songwriter. And musically and instrumentally, I like this album probably more than I've liked any album. And I'm super, super, super happy with it.
This is the first time that you've had 4 years between albums.
Yeah, doesn't feel like it because of the greatest hits. I kind of had the perfect break because I had two songs out that did really well that I didn't have to work. So it's kind of perfect.
We've been discussing all of the different stages of your life, but tell us, what's it like being a mom now?
It's the best thing ever. It's the coolest thing I've ever done. Life makes a lot more sense now.
So far, do you think this is the biggest event of your life?
It's the most joy you can have in a day.
Pink, was starting the family and having your child, was it something that you and Carrie had planned on doing?
Yeah, it wasn't an accident. Although, it was Vegas, but no, it was planned.
And let me ask you, how much of yourself do you see in your daughter?
Oh, God, so much. She is pretty like her daddy, and she is fiery like her mommy. I think she's going to be just fine in life. She's got my one eyebrow. I'm just waiting for her to roll her eyes. I love her so much, partly because she can't talk back yet. I'm terrified of the things she's going to have to say. Patience.
Your daughter's name, Willow. How did you come up with that name?
Willow is the... I grew up next to a weeping willow tree, and it's the strongest tree in nature. They're actually the most flexible, and there's not an element that can break. Nothing can snap a willow tree. No wind. I mean, they could be in a tornado. They wouldn't snap, so... I figured if she was going to be my kid, she'd need some of that.
So, Pink, you've been doing some films.
Yeah. You appeared in the film Thanks for Sharing. Are you seriously considering an acting career?
Yeah, it was kind of perfect timing. It's the only time I've had off that long to be able to do anything like that. I love the story. I thought it was a story that needed to be told, and all the actors in that movie are incredible. Josh Gad, Tim Robbins, Mark Ruffalo, Gwyneth Paltrow. Paltrow, Jolie Richardson. I mean, it's just, they're amazing. And it was fun to get to watch people that are awesome at what they do.
Were you nervous?
Yes, I was very nervous. I wanted to go home a couple of times, but I committed, so I went for it. And I think it's great. I mean, I think it came out beautifully.
And your character, Dee Dee, in the movie, you were the girlfriend of a sex addict?
No, I'm actually a recovering sex addict.
Oh, okay. Well, what was it like to portray a character like that?
Well, it's just like any other addiction, I guess. It's got a, you know, it's all the same monster, but it's a really funny, dark humor, but it's really funny. And Josh Gad is one of the funniest people I've ever been around in my life.
Can you explain a little bit more to us about your character?
Pink, how serious is the addiction?
It's very serious. It's very, you know, if a person, you know, it's easy to joke sort of about sex addiction or about, we were going to have a Alcoholics Obvious and we'd meet in bars. But when you're really truly an alcoholic or really truly a sex addict, it's not funny at all. And it's, you know, if you have one more drink, you will die. It's that serious. So that's why I wanted to do the film, because I thought I understand addiction. And I guess I just thought it was, I wanted to be a part of that story.
Are you thinking about doing any more acting?
No, I don't have the acting bug. I like doing things just like any song. Like if I need to write a song about something and it tells a story, I'm in. If I read a script that's amazing and I want to be a part of the story, I'm in. But no, I'm not out searching for like the next Lara Croft or Girl Interrupted. I don't, yeah, I'm good.
I heard that you always wanted to play Janis Joplin. Is that true?
I did. And now they're making that movie without me, so.
It's their loss.
Let me talk to you about your fans for a minute. Why do you think that you have such a strong gay and lesbian following?
I think I identify with people that struggle, and people that struggle identify with me, maybe. Maybe I'm androgynous. Maybe everyone thinks I'm a lesbian. I have no idea. I don't question it. I like it. I don't question it.
You've really been working with some really interesting people, like Lisa Marie Presley or Herbie Hancock, Eminem. How does it feel to work with people that are also celebrities in their own right?
First of all, it's an honor for me to get to work with people like Herbie Hancock and all the people that I work with. I'm huge fans of. It's never just kind of throwaway or, yeah, that might be nice, but I like all kinds of different genres of music. Yeah, to be able to step outside of my own record and do something else is, of course, it's fun because it's what I do.
Pink, for someone that has sold more than 40 million records, how do you see yourself in today's music world?
I don't see myself in today's music world. I guess I'm a cheesy little pop star. I don't know. I don't know. Bette Midler, she's my mentor. I like Bette Midler. I want to be funny like her one day.
So then you're not competing with the Rihannas and the Katy Perrys of the world.
You can't compete with Rihanna and Katy Perry. Look at them. How do you compete with that? They're like 20 and new and hungry and I'm like old. There's no competition in a game where everybody can win at the same time. There is no competition. It's everybody has their own thing, and the beautiful part about it is everybody can win. Like, you don't have to take away from somebody else to prop yourself up. Not in this game. Maybe in the Olympic sports, but not in music. Everybody can win.
Pink, you definitely don't have to compete. Thanks for being here.
Pink, thank you very much. We really enjoyed having you here. Thank you again for listening to Popstar Conversations. Be sure to click the subscribe button below and hit the red bell so that you'll be notified of our next exclusive interview.
Thank you for listening to Popstar Conversations. Please join us again for another conversation with your favorite musical artist.